Molly, unfortunately last night in I'm a Celeb, we lost a lady who we found out first through MasterChef many years ago as a talented chef, Poe.
Yeah, and Poe is someone who I'm very passionate about because she is a woman of many talents, and luckily we have her on the line right now. Hello!
Oh my gosh, what a glowing review pre-interview. I love it.
Oh, I feel like we have spoken before last year at some point, but you are someone I'm so envious of because you just have such a beautiful energy about you as a person. You're so talented, you're so warm, and watching you on the screen was just such a delight.
Oh, Molly, that's so kind of you to say. I mean, that's really intimidating going into a show like this, because as much as it allows you to show other layers to your personality, it's like, oh, but will people like that?
Yeah, true.
I feel like I'm in the room with two Mollies, because Molly, your personality is very similar to Poe. Poe, you asked 8 times to go on the show before saying yes. What made you say yes this time?
I think it was just I watched it last year and loved it. I didn't actually know what the show was really about, and I just always thought it was, to be completely honest, a bit like, I'm like, oh, why would I do that to my career? But it's actually the opposite. It's just like, I think it was a time in my life, and I watched the show last year and loved it so much, and I got it. I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder Australia loves this show so much. And I'm just at this point in my career where I was like, you know what, why the hell not?
Yeah, why not? And it would be a really unique experience as well to connect with people that are so similar to you in the sense that they're successful, they're celebrities, I mean, whatever that means these days, but that you're all, yeah, in this place where you're stripped bare of all of that too.
Yes. No, that is absolutely true, because you go in kind of, we're all on the same level, you know, we're wearing a uniform. You actually feel like you're back at school in so many ways because everyone has the same rules, you know?
Yeah. And that being said, I thought you'd be like a rule follower, Poe, but you actually snuck in some salt as contraband. What was your thinking behind that?
I did, because that was one of my greatest fears, is to have no seasoning. I thought, I'm determined for us to have flavour in the food because we're going without on so many other levels. And I managed to sneak it in there, and I didn't put it into the amnesty box. So there you go, jungle.
I feel like everyone would have been relying on you as well. Like, well, we got Poe, so I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, they were. And I did feel that. I thought, I want to make delicious meals every night, because it's when everyone kind of chills out a bit and decompresses for the night. So, yeah, I did feel a bit like mum.
Oh, it's that wholesome moment. Do you think the wholesome moments follow you, or was it just in the one way that all these people were brought together that the whole family was sort of wholesome?
I think it's the nature of the show. It's the fact that we are kind of plonked into a very family-like dynamic, in that you don't get to choose who you're with, but you have to make good of it and you have to work together for the greater good.
And I'd imagine too, it's like going into any new workplace where you're like, you're not someone I would ever hang out with, but here we are.
And it shows how, because coming out of it, I've become actually closer to everyone, and I do feel close to every single person there. I know that sounds unbelievable, but I really do feel a very close bond. Possibly a trauma bond.
The best type of bond. I feel like people know you primarily as a chef, but you're also an incredible artist. And your home, oh my God, I've been looking at photos of it again this morning because I have so much envy looking at how beautiful you've made your place. You've got up on your socials Jungle Art, which you created while you were out there, and it's such beautiful stuff.
It's incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that I really loved. That was my little piece of solace in there, you know, when it got a little bit too much, because I'm actually quite introverted. I spent a lot of time on my own. And so that was really nice to be able to connect to people without necessarily having to talk. And it's quite an intimate act to draw someone, you know. So, I really loved having that in there.
I feel like Arndo does his painting series. Maybe there's one in it for you, potentially, in the future.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Poe, could you just tell us a little more about the charity that you went in the jungle for?
So my charity is called Yellery, and what it focuses on is giving full secondary school scholarships to Indigenous children who live in remote areas. And
cool.
being a migrant and coming over here and benefiting so much from a fantastic education, I really feel very strongly about Indigenous children having those same opportunities and being a part of trying to create generational change. And I really hope people go to their website and donate.
Yeah, gosh, that is amazing. And I feel like it's something that's, obviously connected to you as well. And we love you so much. We were so sad to see you go, but we're also, yeah, very blessed to have you here. And you're a South Australian too, which is lovely.
Yay! I know. Thank you so much, guys. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it's been so good to live that depth of your life, not just know you as the cooking girl, you know? Like, there's so much
the
more.
Cooking girl.
There's so much more there. Check it out, the grand finale this Sunday, only on 10 and 10 Play On Demand if you want to catch up. Thank you for joining us this morning, Poe.
Thanks for having me, guys.